Number 28th, Monday. How can you discover your mission? If you go to Banghwadong, located in Gangseo-gu, Seoul, there is a church where senior deaconesses do something extremely well. They prepare a dish of noodles quite expertly. They charge a small fee for a heaping bowl of noodles. That's why many people go there. This has also opened doors to evangelism. Once I visited and ate as well. It was really delicious. The senior deaconess placed Bible verses on the walls and openly shared the gospel. Their pastor and church gave them a correct mission. They are truly doing a good job. In the same manner, you must discover your mission and what you do well. Discovering only. Acts 1:14. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brothers. Wherever remnants are, they must discover only, because many people live in vain, holding on to the incorrect concerns. They're unable to live a life of only. How can you discover only within your life and the realities that you face? Number one, the start of only. You can discover only from the simplest situations. Even the seven remnants of the Bible who moved the world discovered it quite simply. Joseph, who was a slave, found only through his main job of cleaning. Likewise, if you discover only in your given circumstances, you'll find a mission that you can do well, which in turn will lead to tremendous results. Number two, the results of only. From this point on, you'll receive power that is given from above. Only with that power will you be able to survive and change the world. Armed with assurance of the correct covenant, you simply need to discover only wherever you go. Starting today, pray and question what your field needs. Dear God, guide me to discard everything that is false and vain, so that I can discover only within my reality. Help me to change the world with the authority given by you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.